We're hearing more details about an extremist attack in Pakistan yesterday. Gunmen opened fire inside Bacha Khan University in Charsada in the northwest of the country. At least 21 people died. It's not yet clear who's behind the attack. Charsada is near Peshawar, where the Pakistani Taliban killed 145 people in another school massacre a little over a year ago. My BBC colleague Shaima Khalil visited Charsada today.
Well, of course, you know, there's a great sense of shock. We were there a few hours ago, just outside the university, of course, because the premises itself is closed. You know, we were surrounded by heavily armed security personnel. There was huge media presence, for example, but the atmosphere was quite tense. It was quite somber. We saw some students coming in to collect their belongings because they were told that the university was going to be closed indefinitely because of the search and clearance operations. But there was also just a sense of, you know, why is this happening again? Despite the fact that in this particular attack, the damage wasn't as extensive as it was in the Peshawar school attack, it's still quite shocking the ease in which militants can get into an educational institute like this one and just start firing. That vulnerability is felt not just in the Bacha Khan University, but in universities and schools across Pakistan, that this just hasn't stopped.
Tell me about this chemistry professor at the university, Syed Hamid Hussein, who died. He tried protecting his students, I gather.
He did try protecting his students. He tried to stop the attackers. But also, I think what was quite sad is that, you know, after the news of his death, many things came out about him on social media. And one was a picture of his 3-year-old child, whose birthday he celebrated a few days ago. He's now known as this hero in the white cape, and the white cape is because he's a chemistry professor. But again, what this shows and what it brought out was how equipped are teachers and professors to protect themselves and protect students. You know, again, a year ago after the Peshawar school attack, there was a huge impetus about ratcheting up security, so there were higher walls, barbed wire, but there was also a program to arm teachers. And in fact,
the point is, this chemistry professor Hussein, he was armed. He had a gun. He was firing at these attackers.
But then, of course, you know, he fired at the attackers, and eventually, unfortunately, he lost his own lives, which begs the question, how feasible is it if the teachers are armed that they're able to protect themselves and protect those students?
Yeah, when I read that, my thoughts turned immediately to the debate that comes up in some corners of American society after a mass shooting in a school that teachers should be armed. Today is a day of national mourning in Pakistan. What's the mood? Do people have confidence that their government can tackle extremism?
Look, it's really interesting because, you know, while a year ago there was a huge impetus behind the army saying, you know, go get those attackers, go get those militants, you know, hang them all was one banner I remember vividly seeing outside the army public school. The mood here is quite different in that, A, there is a lot of grief, a lot of anger, but also questions that are being asked about, you know, what the army has achieved. Because after the school attack and after that shock a year ago, there were many, many measures, including the reinstitution of the death penalty, for example, army or military courts that are still hugely controversial, but they were all being set up in the name of national security, in the name of fighting terrorism, in the name of not having another attack on another school or another soft target. And here we are, another school attack, another very soft target, and people are asking, well, why is this still happening?
So Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has said the government response to this attack will be ruthless. Today, a deployment of nearly 200,000 troops on the border to stop infiltration into Pakistan. Is that a direct result of yesterday's attack?
It is a direct result, but also I think that the real challenge is how sustainable is it and how effective it's going to be. Because what we see is that these attacks happen, for example, on schools or on soft targets, and then you get deployment on the borders. Because, of course, the main concern is the militants that are crossing the borders, that are crossing the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, keeping the borders in check, which has been a very difficult task on both sides. But whether that is going to stop, you know, future attacks, especially that, you know, the concern is whether these militants have actually dispersed from their big havens in North Waziristan and have now gone underground locally and are able to carry out these attacks.
All right, Shaima, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
My BBC colleague Shaima Khalil there in Islamabad.